Well, what about belling or belling bee or bull banding or horning or drumming or horning bee or serenade?
Serenade's more familiar.
Uh-huh.
That's what they used to do. I don't think serenade now, but then.
Uh-huh. Or have you ever heard of chivalry or skimmelton?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of those?
I've heard them towards you.
Mm-hmm. Or tin panning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But serenade is what they call all of that
serenade.
I see. Well, now, what do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave or the what'll get you.
I don't know.
Okay.
People don't frighten children.
I know they don't anymore, but they used to. Have you ever heard the term the bad man or the black man or the booger man? The
booger man.
The booger man. Well, how would you greet a friend on December 25th?
Christmas?
Uh-huh. Well, what would you
say? What would you say to
him? Uh-huh.
I don't know. Hey, Merry Christmas, I mean.
Right, okay. Would you ever say anything else?
Probably, but I don't know what it would be.
Well, have you ever heard the term Christmas box or Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I have.
Okay. Now, if you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far?
Carry this.
Okay. Now, what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water, and it can draw its four legs and its head and tail completely inside its shell?
Turtle.
Okay. Now, what do you call a similar kind of creature that lives on land?
Gopher.
Gopher. Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
No, not sausage. Chitlins.
Chitlins.
Uh-huh. Can you spell it?
I've got it right here. Can the insides of other creatures be eaten? And if so, what can you think of?
No.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
The yolk?
Well, I don't know how you spell that. Y-O-K or Y-E-L-K.
Okay. Well, it's down here, Y-E-L-K, I think. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Torso.
Well, or would you use another word? Like chest or breast?
Mm-hmm. Chest, I guess.
Chest, okay. What do you call, now this is a question, part of it, written by a man. I'm going to warn you beforehand. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you can use on a lake?
Canoe or boat?
Okay, boat. Now that's the part that women know, but now if the boat had a pointed front, would you call it something different?
No, I don't think
so. I wouldn't either. If it had a squared front, would you call it something different?
No, it's still a boat.
It's still a boat, I agree with you. Well, what do you call a covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase, okay.
Now, if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String.
Okay. Thank you. That's very good. Now, if two men have a fight, or if two of your children have a fight, and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one son really did what to the other one?
Just beat him up all
right. Beat him up, right. Now, what would you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You know,
this part.
Calf. Okay. Now, what are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
not a spendthrift. He's a miser.
Miser. Okay.